Sabaya jeje, shiyaya jeje, charaya bhaya. Hello. We listen the precious holy dharma with the proper motivations. The motivations that are we have to attend unexcelled, complete and perfect enlightenment or the Buddhahood for the benefits of all of those dear mother sentient beings as light as the space. Or for these motivations, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa has mentioned that Donan Dagi, Sinjin Tamji, Tendu, Zobe Sanji, Kobarim, Tobarchan, Tobar Chabala, Tibula Lapus. In short, I have to attain the Buddhahood or the complete enlightenment for the benefits of those sentient beings. For that, I have to train or learn, open those whatever courses are there. We have to train those courses. So, in order to train or learn those courses, we have to understand those courses. Because of that, it depends upon the listening. The great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said that there is a meaning to listen to the Dharma, there is a purpose to listen to the Dharma. At the beginning, our purpose, for the temporal purpose, for next good rebirth, and when you listen very profound and deeper, then not such samsari goal, not for just next good rebirth, then our purpose goes for the further purpose, the purpose for the liberation, the purpose for the nirvana. And finally, the Guru Tsongkhapa said that Dona Masanji Tamji Gitendu Dagi Zobe Sanji Gubayu Mushin Tabacha. In short, we have to attain Buddhahood or fully enlightenment for the benefits of those sentient beings, to liberate those sentient beings from the samsara. And this type of motivation, what we call the Mahayana motivations. So therefore, he said that there is a real great purpose to listening to the Dharma. To purpose to attain non-abiding nirvana, non-abiding liberation, or the supreme enlightenment. That's the state of the Buddha, our future Dharmakaya, our future Rupakaya, our future Sambhogakaya. However, we also have to attain our final goal. So he said that we abandon those mistakes of the container. In the example, in the container, if there is, we always depends upon the example. When those masters teach us and guide us, our general idea is very friendly with the samsaric material, samsaric things. Therefore, we depend upon the example. Otherwise, the Dharma also not easy for us. If I say you one example, the great one, if I tell you one, the oral teachings of the one great scholar, he said that when we're thinking about the destination of our goal and where we are, it is like the ocean, we are here, and the purpose of Dharma is in the other land of the oceans. And it's like the sky and the earth. we are here, and the enlightenment seems like that it's in the sky, above the sky, it's very far distant. So it just depends upon the example in order to understand easy. So there, it's easy to say the mistakes upon those materials. If we have some curve to drink the milk, honey, coffee, and so on, and the container should not be a mistake on it. If the container has a hole under it, and it should not it cannot remain whatever we pour inside the containers. The container, wherever you bought it from the Target, or whether you bought it from your favorite place called the Starbucks coffee, your favorite the other places where you go, sure. Maybe you enjoyed to went to the Messi, and then you may thought that, oh, I bought this from the Messi, which there is a symbol of the star, Messi star coffee. So there should not be a hole under it, right? And it should not be a dirty. You cleanse it again and again after you drink the coffee or milk, whatever you drink, and the organic fruit juice and so on, right? So it should be a very clean, and it should not keep upside down. Or if it keeps the upside down, then that's a mistake of the containers. So like these examples, when we listen to the Dharma from our great master, so we became one container. And at that time, we have to focus upon the listening to the Dharma. Our motivation should be a perfect motivation. Therefore, at the beginning, those gurus advise us, be careful and pay attention. For your motivation should be very clean. Motivation not just for this life. Motivations not for the purpose of just oneself's liberation. So the motivation should be purpose for attain the full enlightenment for the benefits of those sentient beings. So if we have such a type of motivations, then our motivation is very pure, our motivation is very clean, we can benefit for the other sentient beings from these motivations. And after that, those gurus said that as we are the Dharma listener, those gurus said that you should not forget whatever you have listened. If you forget, then it just remains in the Dharma textbook. When you want, you don't have. Not like that. Therefore, once His Holiness the Dalai Lama also mentions in the Sera Monastery that he should not be a scholar like that type of scholar who left the advice in the Dharma textbook. In Tibetan, he said that the Dharma left in the Dharma textbook, when you need that, then you miss and you don't have. We should not like that. Therefore, we have to memorize those Dharma after we listen in order to practice. In order to success our practice, and therefore we have to remember it again and again. So these I told this morning how to listen careful when you listen to the Dharma. Be abandon those mistakes and be complete whatever qualities of the listeners we have to complete them. Then the Guru Tsongkhapa said that therefore it's very when those masters before the Kadamba Kodambo start when the Guru Atishe comes in Tibet, as you remember that the Kodambo start from that time, the pointing time, starting time of the Guru Atishas. They're very fond open and be careful open how to listen the Dharma. That's very important. If we have mistakes to how to listen the Dharma, then our Dharma goes not on the right directions. As you, I don't know how to drive a car to, I don't have the Mercedes car, I don't have the BMW car. and not Toyota car. So I don't jealous your car, okay? I don't jealous your wonderful car. I appreciate whatever you have a wonderful car, whether your Toyota, whether your car Honda, whether your car is the Mercedes or the BMW, whether it's a black car, whether it's a green car, whether it's some there like the red car, white car, whatever you have car, I appreciate very much, okay? So whenever you drive those cars, when you go to the far place, the place to listen to the Dharma, or from here to other place too, here to maybe San Francisco, maybe other place like the Oregon, wherever you go, that place too. So when you exit from the small way, so you will take very careful. You should not be mistake the number of the freeway, right? Once if you have mistake open your freeway to into, then it's a big mistake. Then you have to a big mistake. Then you have to drive a long journey without a meaningful, right? So I just give the example of that. When we listen the Dharma at the beginning, well, the proper motivations and how to listen the Dharma is very careful. Therefore, the great scholar, the discipliner, the first Dalai Lama, he has written one textbook which prays to the Guru Atishas. In Tibetan we call it Xiao Kang Rima, in English, prays to the East Mountain, because East Mountain, where the Yawa Gendin, the first Dalai Lama, lives in the Teshe Limpo Monastery, and on the east side, there is a garden monastery where the great scholar Tsongkhapa lived very happily with many wonderful disciple, very respected disciple, very humble disciple. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa lived in the east side. So from the place where the Teshe Limpo is there, so the Yawa Gendin Rinpoche watched to the East Mountain, and then he prays to the qualities of the Guru Tsongkhapa. And in that text, at this point, at this time, he said that Danyamun Dhuta Mashepa Shab Geba Samji Chinyaya Deshagwe Shosu Nepal Lin Gotongwa Tenri Chungs. And the great discipliner, His Holiness Dalai Lama, first Dalai Lama, said that someone who don't try to control their real enemy, someone who don't control and someone who don't try to destroy their real delusions, just to preach the Dharma like a proud, and then ego arise inside the Dharma preacher, and then student also, they don't care open the how to listen the Dharma, they don't try how to control, how to destroy those delusions. Then if Dharma, the Dharma teachings and the Dharma listening goes like that, then it's like that your enemy, the ghost is in the east side and you attack to the west side. It seems like that. It doesn't benefit whatever we're listening, whatever we're teaching. Therefore, he said that the main point, he said that try to destroy our delusions, try to destroy how great we have those delusions, right? Our attachments, we're ready to arise wherever we go, in the messy, in the Target, and I go to the big mall, the attachment always ready to arise. In the Dharma listening, when I'm reading the Dharma, it cools down a little bit too. But when the object comes, it's ready to arise. And hatred, very easy. When we have met our enemy, what we called, what we nicknamed, that's my enemy, that's my friend, we nicknamed you. When we met from the far distance our enemy, and then the hatred, anger, is very ready to arise, and then we will go through the different direction, maybe. Maybe we will reverse to go some other place, even don't want to, how to be friendly with that person. So when we watching those delusions, then it's funny too. So ignorance also. So therefore, to listening to the Dharma is in order to destroy our inner enemy, our real enemy. Last week, I just mentioned the three characters of the Bodhipatta Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. Its author was the great Dipankara Sirijana. So without the explanation of the Guru Tsongkhapa, I cannot mention you what are those characters. Maybe I will mention you the character or the quality of those laptop. Okay, those small the things to a material. I will mention these things. I cannot mention the character of the Bodhipatta Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. Which the character, one character is that? The Guru Tsongkhapa said that, the lamp for the path to enlightenment is like the oceans. The oceans, many, many small rivers, when the rainy season comes, the river runs from the mountain or the different hill stations. And at the end, the river water goes, thousands and thousands river waters arrive at the oceans. Like that example, Guru Tsongkhapa said that whatever Buddha taught in the past, Buddha Shakyamuni many, many years ago, in the biography, Shakyamuni Buddha arrived in this world, and he preached the different types of the Dharma. Two Dharma for the Hinayana, Dharma for the Mahayana. In the Mahayana, the Sutra Yana, or the perfectioning vehicles, and the Tantra Yana. However, all of those Dharma teachings concludes in the root text which composed by really, the great scholar, Dipankara Sirijana. All those teachings conclude in those teachings. This is the one character of the Bodhipatta Pradip, and then other character of it is that the process how to train our mind, how to subdue our mind. Our mind is as big as the elephant. Our mind is the as strong as the elephant. Our mind is a very tricky mind, like the cunning fox. And so if our mind is like that, whether I don't know some of your mind, I don't know, very subdued mind, very trained mind, very serviceable mind, I don't know how your mind is, true. if your mind is very disciplined, if your mind is very trained mind, subdued mind, then there, my example not fixed to you, okay? Then maybe I'm explore my delusions, I don't know. So however, it says that it's in order to train our mind, therefore the commentary, the Guru Tsongkhapa, it says how the great Atisha trained our mind. He said in the Dharma, the commentary, it said that there are three higher trainings, the higher training of the discipline, higher training of the concentrations, and the higher training of the wisdom. These order also in order to subdue or train our mind. So, however, I mentioned before that someone who trained the mind received many advantages or the benefits. Someone who didn't train mind, someone who don't want to train mind, then they have numerous problems and sufferings comes from that level of foundations. All of those Buddha's teachings in short point, in order to control our mind, in order to make our behavior nicer and nicer, in order to make our speech nicer and nicer. So that's one character of the Bodhipatta Pradip, and then the other character is that it was decorated by the two great guru of the Guru Atishas, Guru Dharmakirti, and then the Guru Rigpe Khrushchev. Instructions are inside the Bodhipatta Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So these are the character of it. And the Guru Tsongkhapa said that Tenpa Tamje Gyeme Tobat, all the Buddha's teachings should be not contradiction each other. It should be supportive each other. It should be help each other. So it said that all the Buddha's teachings are not contradiction each other. How we understand that? We understand that from, if we're learning upon the Bodhipatta Pradip, we will understand that. And then from that, we will understand the real meaning of the intended meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The idea of the Shakyamuni Buddha, temporal idea, and then the ultimate idea. So, however, the idea of the Shakyamuni Buddha is in order to one person to attain the full enlightenment. Therefore, the Guru Shakyamuni also preached the Dharma called the independent origination or the dependent arising. Tibetan we say in Tenjung. So, in one place or the text, it says that the it said that, oh Buddha, whatever you preach to us, whatever you have told to us, whatever you have advised to us, all those advices about the dependent arising, is that because to attain the complete enlightenment, to attain the full enlightenment, to attain the non-abiding nirvana or the liberation. The purpose of that, you taught us the wonderful teaching, wonderful dharma. So in the example, goes to the example, when we sick, when we are not comfortable, we went to the doctor, medicine doctor, to when we broken our leg, we have to go to the doctor, where is the orthodox doctor, who makes the bone perfect. And we have the lung disease like the TB or the tuberculosis. Then we have to go to the tuberculosis doctor. We depends on that doctor. So doctor will give you the exclamation, do the x-ray and then give medicines. Is it syrup or liquid or the pills, whatever, he gives those medicines in order to recover our physical body. So, as this examples to all the Buddha's teachings in order to attain our ultimate goal. And the greatness of the teaching is that all of another greatness of the teachings, root teachings of the Guru Akisha, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, it's stop our huge negativities, it stops our huge missteps, it will stop automatically when we understand the Dharma too. And in example, I don't need the many example to you, okay, so you will understand those. So those are the greatness of the teachings. So I mentioned again those three characters of the Bodhipatha Pradip and the four greatness of that teaching. So the purpose of the Guru Tsongkhapa's mentioned those greatness of the teachings, those character of the teachings, is that he said that in order to grow our respect to the Dharma, he mentioned the qualities of the teachings. So, from that we have to grow or strengthen our respect to the teachings. In the example, someone who goes to the big pot, someone who goes to the radio shop, they will see the different types of laptop, too, small laptop, and then laptop, they said, it's a very flat, how it's nice, it's a color, and then it's a very easy to use, and then they will catch you as a big fish. Right? Then you will give them your MasterCard or your Visa card, okay? And then you enjoy to just sign up on it. They will say to you, please just sign up on it. Please make the amount of it. Then you proudly to sign up on it, sure. And then carry into your house or car, and then among the many people, and your laptop is like the Bodhipatha Pradip or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So like this, those express the quality of the materials, therefore it changes automatically too. It changes a lot of the big computer, they change into small, and then the shape, the Apple, the laptop, or the Toshiba laptop, or the other component of the laptop, the things change different fashion in order to develop our attachment to them. Maybe in order to benefit those for your Dharma requirement too. Then you can see the Dharma teachings from the internet. You can map the different you can see the different lamas in your laptop screen. You have seen the different listen the different teachings from your laptop or the internet, right? So however, here I don't mention these many things at the beginning, otherwise I was shy. True. At the beginning, I said that the Dalai Lama is here and Lama Tsongkhapa was there in order to subdue, in order to control the mind. You have to listen to the Dharma, I have to teach the Dharma. Then if I go to the business place, then it's the same where you are, whether you are here, it's the same too. So I don't mention many about them. Okay. So last time, here the Guru Tsongkhapa said in the Lamrim teachings, He says, what is the Buddha doctrine? The doctrine is that such are four noble truths, or the noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of origin of suffering, the noble truth of the cessations, and the noble truth of the path. Those are the one pack of teachings in order to attain the liberations. Here it's the one scholar said that the noble teachings of the truth of suffering, we have to understand the truth of origin of suffering. We have tried step after step to abandon them, and then applying those antidotes to abandon those causes or the origin of the sufferings, and try to experience and manifest those the cessations, and follow the wonderful path, the path of the path of disciplines, the path of the concentration, and then the path of the wisdoms, and also there are different paths, the path of the accumulations, the path of the preparations, and so on, right? The great Tsongkhapa said that whatever Buddha has taught are wonderful teachings. All of those are not contradictory each other. In short, all of them, in order to attain one person to attain the highest enlightenment. And the Guru Tsongkhapa said that some of them are the main or the principal path, some of them are the branches path. So, regarding of the what are those principal paths, you have already, some of you have listened them before, the three principal aspects of the path, and some new students or some new interest often listen the Dharma. So to their ears, it maybe my speech is new. So if someone who listened those the three principal path of to attain the enlightenment. So those principal paths, one is called the Tibetan we call the Nyejung, and the renunciations, and the another in Tibet, Sanskrit word, it's called the Bodhicitta, or Tibetan we call the Bodhicitta, and then English person they called the altruistic intention, the intention in order to attain Buddhahood, in order to benefit all of those sentient beings. That is the one principal aspect of the path. And then the final one is the wisdom which realized the emptiness, or wisdom which realized the Dongbanyi in Tibetan and Shunyata in Sanskrit. So those three are the three principal aspects of the path. So all those are the branch in order to realize those three principal aspects of the path. For example, here the Guru Tsongkhapa said that the Four Noble Truths. True? So in the Four Noble Truths, we have to understand about those suffering in order to gain the realizations of the renunciations. So there are also the method to arise or generate our bodhicitta. Those are the branches path. After that, the great scholar said, Tsongkhapa said that those bodhisattva, however, benefits those sentient beings. And one the Dharma text by the Nagarjuna, the Dharma text called the Bodhicitta Vivarana, or the explanation of the altruistic intention. It said that the in Tibetan, Rangi Nyeshe Shendala Nyeba Kyeba Devai Kyeram Chuba Mebani Kyeram Rabdi Jubayins, those bodhisattva learn upon the different subject, different topic of knowledge. very exactly, very accurate in order to benefit others, in order to guide others. So also the Pramana Vartika, one text, the commentary of the valid cognitions, it said that someone who preached the Dharma, someone who preached the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, first they have to understand them, first they have to familiar open them, and then they can teach or explain to others. Otherwise, they cannot explain and benefits to the others. So in the example also, the physical doctor, they prescribed us to buy the medicines. To first, they learn open the medicines, which medicines benefits to which disease, which medicines benefits to which illness. So after that, they understand, and then they give the prescription to us to like that, to teach Dharma also. It's not easy. Therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa said that if you want to control, if you want to subdue the other person, first you have to subdue yourself. So such a person like me, I cannot control, I cannot make difficult to make your mind disciplined. To someone who already make their mind very disciplined, then there is no need to me. So, who already disciplined their mind, who already disciplined their behavior, then there is no need to what I said. So someone who didn't discipline their mind, then such a monk like me, it's not easy to tell this that very profound and difficult Dharma. Better to tell the story to you, right? Yes, better to tell this story to you. Once upon a time, there was one man in the village. There is one man in the village. And then that man don't have the MasterCard. That man don't have the Visa card. Oh gosh. What he has a one cow, and then that cow gives the organic milk to him, and then he can make the butter, and then he can use the organic butter, and then he can sell the organic butter, and then his lifespan like depends upon that his lovely cow. Okay, and then when the cow come back in the evening, and then he relax, enjoy, and then at the morning he has drink to milk, he has milk to make the coffee, he has milk to make the tea, and so on. So one evening, his cow didn't return to his house, and then he didn't sleep very well. And he thought, oh, where's my cow this night? Maybe I will wait tomorrow evening. Maybe she will come return tomorrow evening. And then next evening, the cow didn't return. And then, he thought, something happened upon my cow. And then we have a different conception and doubt, right? Maybe somebody steal my cow. Maybe somebody use my cow and then bring from my cow. And then he, the other morning, and he went to search his property, his cow, and he arrived in the starting at the jungle, at the deep forest. In the deep forest, he went on. And then his idea only to watch the cow, where the cow is. And then there is no cow, there's many animals in the jungle, there are many wild animals, he don't want them, right? there are many animals in the jungle. And then he went on, and then he arrived very deep in the forest. And then he became very thirsty. He wanted to drink something. He became very hungry. He wanted to eat something. And then what happened? Then he saw one tree. There's a nice tree. And on that tree, there seems very delicious food on that tree. And then he relaxed a little bit. He became very happy. Now I will climb that tree and I will eat some fruits from that tree. And then he climbed on the tree's trunk. And then he arrived on the main branch. And then when the main branch, and then he went to the branch, and then the branch is very heavy and heavy because the fruit is very delicious and it's also the fruit has a heavy too, and then it becomes more heavy and heavy. He eats the fruits and he never think he will fall from this branch, and he climbs tiny branch. And after branch breaking down, and he fall down. Unfortunately, he fall down, and then under it was a very rocky valley, or the abyss, or the very rocky cliffs, and he was falling down there. He was very fortunate that under that rocky valley there was a little water. He fall down on that water. And then when he watched upside, it's a rocky valley mountain, he discouraged, he depressed that, how can I climb from here to there now? I was fortunate that I climbed on the tree, I eat the delicious fruit, I am full, but very unfortunately, how can I climb from this to upper place? And then how he thought, how unfortunate I am. Before he was very fortunate, sure, he got the fruits. And then now he thought he was very unfortunate. And then he thought, I lost my cow, I don't have milk now. Now it will, maybe I will lose my life, his death. So there's like the story example that he lost his cow. So one day, our property is not permanent. We have lost many things in the past. I have lost many things in the past. Not permanent. Therefore, the great scholar Gyungdampa said that Rilungpa Sergi Kangnanya Rangshidu Dujam Kewam Sungyindu Sergi Gyungdampa Deji Genshime Lamjain. Therefore, the great scholar advised to us whether where you live, where you stay, all the mountains are the golden mountain, all the earth are the golden earth. When the death comes, we cannot carry even a small amount of gold when the death comes. And the scholar said that what we have recited, a single mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum, what we have benefits are little for the others, then it will help us, it will support us when we travel to our next life. And last time I mentioned, I remember, I have to review what I have told you too. Otherwise, I just checking you, or I just, if I take you to the Macy's market or the Target, there's no need me. You have wonderful your car, true. So the worldly activity is like the ringo of the leg. The ringo of the legs or the sea, it comes one after another, one after another. And we make the many projects, we make the many plans, it comes one after another, never ends when the death comes. So therefore, Gungamba said that what even we have a large amount of gold, we cannot carry to our next rebirth. Even we have a very, very nice clothes. So my clothes have a golden color, true, yellow color, and then very smooth. And when the death comes, I cannot carry this. And someone who is a very designer, they have many design clothes, nice clothes that cannot carry. Someone who has a large amount of food, then they cannot carry those food for the next rebirth. So in that example, he lost the cow. So one day we will lose what we have. In your past, in my past, I have lost many things. We have met different people. Sometimes we make a friend, sometimes we lost them. We separate from the different. When we at the beginning, we are the mother's hand. So I don't understand how it says the Guru Tsongkhapa said that's rare, true. The great Tsongkhapa refers to the other scholar. When you teach the Dharma, and then first you have to qualify it upon them, and then tell the Dharma to the others. And so when I see that, so it's difficult to say the Dharma to you. So, however, this the teaching is the real, the great teachings of the Guru Atishas, and then the commentary which made by the Lama Tsongkhapa was very, very detailed, the great the commentary. So therefore, those bodhisattvas learn everything. Those bodhisattvas learn the Four Noble Truths. Those bodhisattvas learn the 12 links of the interdependent originations. Those bodhisattvas learn upon the six perfections and so on. Whatever they have to learn, they learn those, and they're skillful upon them in order to support the order, in order to benefit the others. Therefore, the Buddha Maitreya also said that Dola Pemba Chana Lam Chin Yigi Chiden Tun Rizabakon, those bodhisattvas learn upon all of those dharma knowledge, and they benefit to others. And in the Tensha Paramita, or the Sutra of the Mother, it said that those bodhisattvas learn the Hinayana Dharma and then solid realizer dharmas, and then those bodhisattvas learn upon the Buddha Dharma also. So we should not say that we are the Mahayana Buddhists. We don't learn the Hinayana Dharma. We should not say like that. It said that we have to learn all of those dharma in order to attain our full enlightenment, in order to benefit all the sentient beings. And all those teachings, however, concludes in the teachings of the Mahayanas. And also, the time runs very, very quickly. Today I just try to stop you. I have mentioned again those the three characters of the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and also you remember then the three greatness of the teachings, and you should not forget that the how to subdue our mind, how to control our mind, and you will analyze. We have to analyze, we have to check upon them when we didn't meet the Dharma, when we didn't meet the Master, how we are. And what happened after we met the Dharma teachings, after we met the wonderful Dharma masters like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and so on, and you will analyze too. You will analyze upon them. So if those are in Tibetan, we also said that if those are benefits to us, then we have to follow them, right? If those are not benefit or not fixed to us, then there is no need to follow on it. Therefore, the Shakyamuni Buddha also said that you have to analyze your gold before you buy it. To whether it's a real gold or not real gold, you have to check upon it. And then when we gather here next week, then I may tell you the left of the your wonderful the story, the man who lost his the cow, which gives the organic milk. Okay, I will continue that story, and then I also, of course, to tell you the more Dharma. True, Dharma is more important to you. Dharma is your best friend. Dharma is your forever friend. Dharma will not cheat us, right? So today we will do the prayer. Yeah. So first we will pray the quick reading of the Geshe Lamas. First, we may pray in the Tibetan and then English and so on. Okay. Okay, and you have announced? Yeah, before dedication, okay. You want this?
Morning, can we offer prayers for one William Causey, who passed away on September 14th, and Michael Gleason, who was very, very ill and close to death. And we'll make announcements afterwards. On Wednesday, there's a special soak for Geshe Gelson, and we hope everybody can please join us. That's on Wednesday.
Money, be more.
So the dedication is very important. It said that the example in the oceans, someone drops the sinking water in the oceans, it remains until the ocean exists. So like that example, once we have done the Dharma, whether you're listening to the Dharma here, whether you practice the Dharma in your house, we should not forget to dedicate whatever we have done. For the purpose of that, all our the gurus and our master, they always let us to remember the dedications at the end, whatever we have practiced, in order to use the Dharma, the virtuous result or the fruits until we attain the enlightenment. So what we dedicate here, we dedicate whatever we have done and collected the Dharma merits here, as long as His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the very kindness gurus and spiritual master of ours. And also, Dharma is like the medicines for us, and Dharma is like a real medicine for all the sentient beings. So it should be remain a very long time. And some sentient beings, they are suffering by the different types of suffering, different types of illness and starvations, and so on. Whatever they suffer or tormented, there should not be a suffering. We dedicate our Dharma upon their happiness and their peace. And in the short, I just repeat our gurus there. Let us to dedicate whatever we do the Dharma. We have to purify those two types of obscurations. And all those sentient beings also, they may purify those two types of obscurations, and they may attend, our mother sentient beings may attend the complete enlightenment the quick way.
Guru Ram Mindala Kamani Yodayo.